Pursuant to SCON Res 1 and Section 17 of Title 3, United States Code, when the two houses withdraw from the joint session to count the electoral vote for separate consideration of an objection, a senator may speak to the objection for 5 minutes and not more than once. Debate shall not exceed 2 hours, after which the chair will put the question, shall the objection be sustained? The clerk will report the objection made in the joint session.
Objection from Representative Gozar from Arizona and Senator Cruz and others. We, a member of the House of Representatives and a United States Senator, object to the counting of the electoral votes of the state of Arizona on the grounds that they were not, under all of the known circumstances, regularly given.
Majority Leader.
I would ask unanimous consent the Majority Leader and the Democratic Leader be allowed to speak, and that following their remarks, the Majority Leader and the Democratic Leader each control up to 1 hour of debate time and be authorized to yield up to 5 minutes of that time to any senator seeking recognition. Further, I ask unanimous consent that the senators be permitted to insert statements into the record.
Is there objection? Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
We're debating a step that has never been taken in American history. Whether Congress should overrule the voters and overturn a presidential election. I've served 36 years in the Senate. This will be the most important vote I've ever cast. President Trump claims the election was stolen. The assertions range from specific local allegations to constitutional arguments to sweeping conspiracy theories. I supported the president's right to use the legal system. Dozens of lawsuits received hearings in courtrooms all across our country. But over and over, the courts rejected these claims, including all-star judges whom the president himself has nominated. Every election, we know, features some illegality and irregularity, and of course, that's unacceptable. I support strong state-led voting reforms. Last year's bizarre pandemic procedures must not become the new norm. But my colleagues, nothing before us proves illegality anywhere near the massive scale that would have tipped the entire election. Nor can public doubt alone justify a radical break when the doubt itself was incited without any evidence. The Constitution gives us here in Congress a limited role. We cannot simply declare ourselves a national board of elections on steroids. The voters, the courts, and the states have all spoken. If we overrule them, it would damage our republic forever. This election actually was not unusually close. Just in recent history, 1976, 2000, and 2004 were all closer than this one. The Electoral College margin is almost identical to what it was in 2016. If this election were overturned by mere allegations from the losing side, our democracy would enter a death spiral. We'd never see the whole nation accept an election again. Every 4 years would be a scramble for power at any cost. The Electoral College, which most of us on this side have been defending for years, would cease to exist, leaving many of our states with no real say at all in choosing a president. The effects would go even beyond the elections themselves. Self-government, my colleagues, requires a shared commitment to the truth and a shared respect for the ground rules of our system. We cannot keep drifting apart into two separate tribes with a separate set of facts and separate realities, with nothing in common except our hostility towards each other and mistrust for the few national institutions that we all still share. Every time, in the last 30 years that Democrats have lost a presidential race, they've tried a challenge just like this. After 2000, after 2004, after 2016. After 2004, a senator joined and forced the same debate. And believe it or not, Democrats like Harry Reid, Dick Durbin, and Hillary Clinton praised them and applauded the stunt. Republicans condemned those baseless efforts back then. Have we just spent 4 years condemning Democrats' shameful attacks on the validity of President Trump's own election? So look, there can be no double standard. The media that is outraged today spent 4 years aiding and abetting Democrats' attacks on our institutions after they lost. But we must not imitate and escalate what we repudiate. Our duty is to govern for the public good. The United States Senate has a higher calling than an endless spiral of partisan vengeance. Congress will either override the voters, overrule them, the voters, the states, and the courts, for the first time ever, or honor the people's decision. We'll either guarantee Democrats' delegitimizing efforts after 2016 become a permanent new routine for both sides, or declare that our nation deserves a lot better than this. We'll either hasten down a poisonous path where only the winners of election actually accept the results, or show we can still muster the patriotic courage that our forebears showed not only in victory, but in defeat. The framers built the Senate to stop short-term passions from boiling over and melting the foundations of our republic. So I believe protecting our constitutional order requires respecting the limits of our own power. It would be unfair and wrong to disenfranchise American voters and overrule the courts and the states on this extraordinarily thin basis. And I will not pretend such a vote would be a harmless protest gesture while relying on others to do the right thing. I will vote to respect the people's decision and defend our system of government as we know it.